Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I like Denver this year. I'm going to be interested in watching them.
Eric Late sent me a text. Who do you like better between, you know, who's going to have the most wins? And he said it was Denver and...
I like Denver to possibly make the playoffs this year.
Ooh. I can't go that far. I might be able to get to eight wins. What is Vegas thinking then? That would have to be an over.
Oh, yeah.
6.5?
Denver, I don't imagine. I can think more than seven of them.
It's a rookie. No. I mean, it's a rookie quarterback. I believe in Sean Payton, though.
I do.
I think Sean Payton knows how to get the most out of, I think he can make young quarterbacks comfortable. But and Russell had a good, or Russell had a better statistical year, but it didn't really turn into any kind of, you know, it was just stats. And so if Bo Nix just has stats, it's not going to matter either. The over under for Denver is
got to be 6.5.
Six.
Okay, I like them. I like over for sure.
Well, since we're here, Arizona 6.5, and the over is -145. So they're looking. They're really looking for seven or more.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like Arizona too this year. I do.
I think they're going to be right around that number. Falcons.
Well, I think they win the division.
What do you think the over under is?
It's got to be 9.
It's 10.
10.
The Atlanta Falcons are 10. What are we doing here?
Kirk Cousins.
Do you want to know who the Falcons are higher than? They're the same as the Bills.
Yeah, but they're playing a last-place schedule?
They're higher than the Browns. They're the same as the Cowboys.
Are they playing a last-place schedule?
Same as the Packers.
And they picked added a quarterback.
I mean, no. They're not playing last place because they
Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is strictly because of the division, right?
Yeah. And they're 2.5 against this week against Pittsburgh. Oh, man. That defense going after Russell Wilson this week. Give me Atlanta in that one.
Does Atlanta have a good defense? I know they've signed veteran players, but are they?
I'm higher.
They go to the Eagles. They have the Saints coming in. They get the Chiefs. Then they have the Bucks. Then they have the Panthers. I mean, that's always nice. Then you have the Bucks again. Then you have the Seahawks. You have the Cowboys, the Saints, the Chargers, the Broncos, Vikings. Yeah, you don't have the hardest schedule. Raiders. Commanders, good Lord, Giants. Okay, I take it back. You're playing AFC East that has Commanders and Giants. Then you're playing, you've got the Raiders, you've got the Broncos. Like, yeah, and then you got your own division. Maybe that number is right. 10 for the Falcons, the Ravens, 10.5.
I think they're right at the 10 number.
Buffalo Bills, 10.
They got a chance to fall.
Do they go 9-8?
What's the under? What's the
-140?
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody's playing the under.
I mean, with all the losses,
Carolina Panthers.
They still got the quarterback though. Carolina Panthers have got to be 5.5.
They're 5.5.
Yep.
How do they get to 5? How do they get to 6 wins? Take a freaking miracle.
Well,
over is -125.
But they got better talent right now. Than they had last year.
Yeah, but is their offensive line any better? Is Bryce Young, like, you have Xavier Leggett, but he's a first-round wide receiver, but is he ready to really help you out as a rookie? I don't know. 5.5 seems like a lot. Bears, 8.5. over minus 155.
Yeah.
Everyone's on the Bears.
They're over. They won eight games. What did they win last year? They won eight with no quarterback.
Bears are a legit playoff contender this year. The Bengals 10.5 feels a little high to me. They never get off to a good start.
And now you got Jamar Chase on a
contract. Joe Burrow's just one pass away from snapping his leg in half.
I'm high, as always. Yeah, I'm high on the Bears. I'm not high on
the Bengals.
I'm not as high on the Bengals. Not 10.
Nope. I'd go under 10.5. Cleveland Browns 9. The Shawners. I mean, if you think the Bengals lose, then maybe you think the Browns win.
You like the Browns this week, 2.5-point favorites against the Cowboys. I think, how many times does Dak get sacked this week?
Ooh. Probably three.
I'm going 4.
You go 4?
I'm going higher.
Three's not low.
I'm going to go 3.5, and I'm going to go higher. 3.5 is the number, and I'm going higher.
Where's that game? In Cleveland?
In Cleveland.
In their 2.5-point favorites?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the Cowboys.
I don't like the Cowboys in that spot.
The Cowboys in that spot. Cowboys over under 10 wins.
Man.
Who's going to be better, the Bills or the Cowboys? I say Cowboys.
Who's running the ball? Dowdle?
Dowdle and
Zeke?
Who knows who's running the ball? I like it under. Broncos
and
are 6.
God forbid anything happens to CD. That's the worst wide receiver room in the NFL.
Lions 11. I can't go 12.
I can't. It's too many points.
Packers 10.
Packers 10?
Yeah.
No, I like the Lions at 11. I like the Lions at 11.
You do?
Yeah. I don't like the Packers at 10. I think they got a chance to fall off.
Texans 9.5.
Way over. It should be like 14. 14 under over.
Colts 8. That seems like it's if their quarterback plays well, that seems like they go over 8.
Yeah, that's a big if, though.
Jacksonville 8.5.
That's a big if their quarterback plays well.
What about Jacksonville 8.5?
How about what's Tennessee?
Ooh, Tennessee is got to be 7.5.
I like Tennessee over. I'm higher on Tennessee than
Tennessee
you.
Tennessee is 6.
Oh, I'm over.
And the under's minus 1.
I'm way higher in Tennessee than anybody is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay, does Baker fall back down? Seattle is 8. Commanders 6.5. Steelers 8. This would be the first year. The odds are
higher on the Commanders than anybody too.
It's under 8 minus 130 for the Steelers. Vegas is going hard into first losing year for Mike Tomlin. And I can see that.
The bettors are. Not sure Vegas is, but the bettors are.
The bettors are, yeah. I think Vegas, the smart move would be to make that the case as well. And then here's the trickiest one to me, these two. The Jets 10 and the Eagles 11.
Jets 10 and Eagles, those are real tricky. Eagles, the way they finished last year, wow. I'm not sure about that. 713-780-3776.
Who's the lowest on the board? Patriots, 4.5.
They're terrible. I go under. They are really
under 4.5?
Under 4.5. They're really, really
it's
bad.
It's going to be tough for them.
No. Yep. What about Zadig Jewelers?
Zadig Jewelers is tough for you. If you have an opportunity to get an engagement ring from Zadig Jewelers, absolutely do it. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, over 28,000 square feet of room there. It's amazing. It's enormous. It's two stories. They moved from the small location on Post Oak to this larger location, and I was blown away by just how much jewelry fills it up. There's not a lot of empty, not a lot of dead space that isn't being used by jewelry or high quality watches. It's incredible. Their entire second floor is dedicated to the bride, and they've got engagement rings from every big name designer that you can possibly imagine. They can even design anything that you're looking for. Custom design your special ring for your fiance. If you're looking for a diamond ring and you want high quality, you want top of the line, and you want to pay fair prices for great workmanship and craftsmanship and an incredible experience, then it's going to be Zadig Jewelers. Without question, they are the name and they are the location. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. Go online to check out everything they offer at Zadig, ZADOK.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It's going to be an awkward call when Wendy calls in to talk about me, about leaving me. I told you, she ain't leaving me, bro. I get half.
So, it was in my face on Monday as I was... having to deal with
what was in your face,
the ESPN ABC battle with DirecTV.
Oh,
all of a sudden it's like, sorry, no can do. Like, wait, what? Where's the game? What's going on here? And it was USC. I'm sorry, Sunday, USC versus LSU was not on. So I just immediately, Mason's panicking. And I'm like, just go to the stream. I've got the bundle with. You know, Hulu and Disney, which I don't care about Disney, but Hulu, Disney, and ESPN. So I went to that and just watched it on the stream. DirecTV's probably, and I don't blame them. I'm sure ESPN is bullying just like they, or Disney's bullying like they did with Spectrum as well. But this may finally do it for me. I think this is going to do it. I don't really need, as long as I have streaming subscriptions, I don't really need DirecTV anymore. I prefer to have it so I can pause game.
You don't have the package, the football package. Yeah. Is Sunday Ticket still on it?
No, it's on YouTube.
And no, not Sunday Ticket. I mean,
by the way,
Red Zone.
By the way, we never talked about this. The NFL, oh, yeah, they don't have to pay anything for the lawsuit. Remember that? Oh, they lost. They're going to have to come up with billions.
No.
And then they won it. They went to appeal. Yeah, they went to appeal, and the appellate court ruled in their favor, so they pay nothing. And you know what YouTube is doing? They're charging almost $500 now for DirecTV, for the Sunday Ticket. So there's nothing you can the prices are the prices, and that's it. You're going to have to suck it up. But now they have primetime, it's called. And I don't know what took so long to do this, but you can finally pick the games that you want in your box. You can have a multi-view where you pick the four games. So if you have a big TV,
yeah,
and you have YouTube on it, you can pick the four games you want and put it up on your TVs. So that's cool. That's what I want. I mean, that's what I'd like to have.
I think four games on a – it better be a really big TV.
Well, that's the problem is you don't
– I don't even like it anyway because there's no – border in between the two, between them. I'm not crazy about that, if you want to know the truth. I like on different TVs, multiple TVs, that's a different deal. But on...
Well, multiple TVs, you just have multiple games.
Yeah.
You could stack them up. I mean, if you want the sports book look, yeah. But are you going to do that at this house too or no?
I was in a sports book this weekend, as a matter of fact, and it's so distracting. It's so hard
to have so many games.
I loved it. Don't get me wrong, but watching the Astros, you're trying to concentrate on that hard. In a four box with the other games going on right there. I'm not.
You're
crazy.
Not ADD. Just imagine for me, I can't see anything.
Right.
In that setting, it's crazy because I end up watching games that I have no business watching. There's nothing. I like. Why am I Pitt Rutgers? Who cares? Like, I don't even care. Stop. Oh, a Texas high school game that was played the night before. Like, what? I don't need to even have this available to even see.
Right.
So, are you going to do your setup like you had your house where you have the multiple TVs
yes.
or no?
Yeah. Yep.
You have somebody who's going to do it or you're going to do it?
It's already set. We got it done last week. Yep.
Oh, so you got multiple TVs?
Yeah.
Downstairs where Wendy, in your, you call it your man cave.
I don't.
But, I hate that. So you told me, me and Dell got a text that said, I've got my man cave set up.
And John I've never used the word man cave in my life. I can't stand it. How does this not make ship talk, Dell? If Florida State loses to BC this weekend, I will eat dog shit out of a red Solo cup with a spoon and post a video of me doing it.
Well, there's no audio. It's an audio segment. Book it. It's an audio segment. If he had said it, I would have put it out there.
Dude went and said, I will eat.
This is an FSU fan.
An FSU fan. I will eat dog shit out of a red. And this went viral now. You think he's going to? No. No way.
No, he's deleted his account.
Everyone.
In the middle of the first or the second quarter, 14-3, he deleted it.
Yeah, Jack McGuire from
Book It, he
Bar
said.
School has been going after him. He's reached out to his friends. They've got his name, but he said he's not going to dox him. But the guy has now deleted his Instagram, his Twitter, all that stuff.
Mm, that's so funny. That is so funny. And he goes, I didn't know he deleted his account.
Yeah, he did.
In the middle of the second quarter. He's like, I'm out of here. Forget this. This ain't going the way. I've seen enough drops. I've seen enough DJU passes. I'm out. You're not finding me.
How do you say that when DJU is your
quarterback? And you know you can't possibly come back.
How do you say that? They'll guarantee a win when DJU is
your
quarterback.
You expect your defensive line that you're paid a lot for and your offensive line that the coaches have told you all offseason long is going to be really good to stop the runner on the football. Even the most optimistic Florida State fan knew what DJU was about. They thought the strength of that team was going to be offensive line, defensive line, and neither of them have come to fruition, and that's why they're so bad. So he was still under the delusion that they could bully Boston College. Turns out, no, you can't. And, of course, I guess we credit former Texans head coach Bill O'Brien. You know what Bill O'Brien just did?
Bill O'Brien.
Got a top 10 win.
Yeah. How about Bill?
Because they didn't change the rankings yet after the Georgia Tech loss. He gets a top 10 win.
They still top 10?
Well, because they weren't going to do it after the first week with only four games, and they were going to wait for them to play before they actually put their new rankings in today. So Bill O'Brien gets a top 10 win.
So the ESPN put this up. This is only, I think, did it say the second time? Or it's really a rarity that the first two games of the season, two double-digit favorites, and you lost both games? That doesn't happen.
Who were they?
I didn't see. All I saw was the stat that I think they were only the second team to do it.
Florida State was the second team to do it.
But who is the – you mean – for their first two games?
First two games.
Oh.
Double-digit favorites. Yeah. They were double-digit favorites in their first two games and lost both games. Mm. I mean, and lost straight up. So that does, it's just a huge rarity.
I watched the Longhorns. So I watched USC. The one reason I do like DirecTV is I've got the double receiver so I can pause two games. I can watch two games basically simultaneously. I don't have to miss. And I watched Texas versus Colorado State. I know it looks good on the. I know 52-0 looks good for Texas. I thought defensively they had some occasional issues stopping the zone scheme runs by Colorado State, but their secondary looked good. Matthew Golden, two touchdowns quickly there. Sam Brown had a near touchdown for Miami. He had a near touchdown, Sam Brown from University of Houston, but Matthew Golden had two touchdowns at Texas. Isaiah Bond had a touchdown. They got some playmakers now at Texas for Quinn Ewers. I thought Quinn Ewers just was average. I think Quinn Ewers is going to be kind of an average quarterback. We'll see. But I do think his college stats are going to be really – I think he's going to have big stats. Arch Manning came in. The crowd went absolutely ballistic. And
he loves Arch.
Oh, they love Arch. He had a good little pass, the first one where he rolled out and threw across his body on a completion. And the second was a touchdown that they called it a pass, even though it looked like a backwards, like he flipped it backwards for the run. But
so Frankie went to the game. She was in Austin, and she went to the game. And before the game, they put up on the big board, they said, Texas Longhorn fan, the rowdiest fans in college football. And Frankie was like, and so during the game, they're putting up there, get loud, and nobody's doing anything. She's like, the rowdiest. She went to LSU.
Right.
Okay.
Right. The SEC in general. Texas is going to take a big. Texas. They have to take a big step up.
It's like a morgue in there next to SEC football. So she was like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding? The rowdiest fans in college football. Listen, they're good fans, but. They're not you're not the rowdiest fans in college football.
No.
Okay. You know what? You got your tea and you're sipping it.
Hmm.
Okay.
Texas decided to make that claim.
They're making that claim.
Who thought that was the case?
The rowdiest.
Who ever thought that was the case?
I wish I could have had Frankie explain it. saying it, but she told me. I was laughing so hard. She's funny. All right, 713-780-3776. Lance, why don't you be funny and talk about... Oh, no, this is me. Yeah. I'm talking.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Jim Fiume. There's nothing funny about that. Jim Fiume is a serious guy. Well, no, he's actually a fun guy. Jim Fiume is a lot of fun. But here's the deal. He's got Gulf Coast Windows. He has got the windows that are all... I'm telling you, you're looking for windows... It just doesn't get any better. The replacement windows by Jim Fiume, it is fantastic. You are going to get GulfCoastWindows.com. They've been around forever. And GulfCoastWindows.com is a place that you're going to go. And when you need replacement windows, you need hurricane windows, you need any kind. I mean, listen, is there too much noise out there? Because if it's noisy in the street and you can hear it, you, my friend, might need some replacement windows. You, my friends, need Jim Fiume over at Gulf Coast Windows. They have the best. We're talking about premium windows that you are going to love. You can trust them for your windows, for your doors. A buddy of mine got the Jim Fiume. As a matter of fact, because I saw Jim last week. And a buddy of mine got his replacement windows from Jim from Gulf Coast Windows. And to this day, he raves about them because they're not going to get higher quality. Whether it's your current windows are leaky, energy inefficient, whether there's too much noise out there, old, dilapidated, outdated, whatever it is, Gulf Coast Windows is here for you. GulfCoastWindows.com. If you need replacement windows, there's one place to go, GulfCoastWindows.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We hit a lot of stuff. Did we miss anything today? Something big from the weekend that happened that.
Big from the weekend. Well, we didn't talk about Ricky Pearsall.
Oh, my God. He is the... That was going to be What Did You Learn This Weekend? The toughest man in America is Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, but here's the flip side. Somebody got... And they made a good point. There's some guy, some Niners fan, you know, because I guess people have been saying stuff negative about Ricky Pearsall based on camp or whatever. You know, I don't know. I'm not keeping up with San Francisco football. And this guy goes... Nobody better slander Ricky Pearsall's name ever again after he was standing on business this weekend when somebody tried to steal his. And somebody else goes, can we stop with the standing on business? The guy almost got killed. He got shot in his chest. He almost got killed because he was trying to save his Rolex watch. Like, let's stop with this standing on business. If somebody takes it, they take it. But, you know, that's one of those where Ricky, a pro athlete, needs to be really careful. I don't know. That's pretty scary. He had his stuff stolen. I guess he tried to fight for it. The guy shot him. Did you see him walking into the ambulance? Kind of walking slowly.
So it went through his chest and out his back.
No, he got really lucky, yeah.
How in the world do you get it went through and you had no vital organs?
No vital organs, and he's out of the hospital.
I think they put him on week five.
Yeah, they put him on the, I don't know what the official term is.
Designated to return.
But he's out for the first 4 weeks.
Well, it should be just the NFL got shot list.
I don't know if they want to have that as an
official.
Well,
there is a thing. Like, it feels like players get shot.
I feel like the NFL would not want that as an actual list.
They
won't
print. Want it, but shouldn't it be like, this is an IR designated return.
So you want to tank Dell on that list?
He's not suspended.
You want to tank Dell on the list?
He got shot early enough that he didn't have to get on the NFL got shot.
Sure, but
shot
I don't
list.
Think the NFL wants to print that list the and got distribute shot it. List.
No, they don't want to have to print out the got shot list.
Hey, who? Tank Dell is removed from was shot list?
He's coming back off
they
the shot
They don't want
list.
That. They're not going to do that.
No.
You're an NFL guy. What are you doing in there?
What are you doing? The got shot list.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, guys get shot. What list do you put them on?
A non-football injury list, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's a non-football injury.
Yeah, I guess they do have a list already for that.
Got a cap busted in his ass?
One.
I guess they do have a list.
Yeah.
Not always accurate.
You want the he got a cap busted in his ass list? No.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It's
they're not going to do.
So, do we know about Have we heard anything about Rasheed Rice? Is he? There's not going to be a suspension, I guess.
Well, they got to make a decision, right? In the next couple of days, or he's going to play.
Don't ask me.
Well, no, he's going to play, but I think, I guess, there's no resolution to his deal because he doesn't go to court until November or something.
Keep pushing it. That's what it is.
Yeah, he'll just push it back until.
Yeah,
the
they
off-season.
Can't officially. They won't have to make a decision because it's not going to be in court during the season, so it'll get pushed again. I'm sure.
Yeah. So is he going to be put on the driving 100 in the 55 list on the NFL?
Or he didn't come from Georgia.
No, right. Well, no, but he's
Georgia's
still...
running back couldn't play because he got busted speeding or DUI. DUI. So Georgia's running back.
I mean, if
back,
you go to Georgia, you just immediately forget how to drive.
It's unbelievable how often this happens in Georgia.
I mean, you don't forget how to drive. You decided forget that the rules don't apply.
Apparently.
The rules of driving don't apply to you anymore.
Mm. I was, oh, man, I don't know if I should tell this. I'm not going to tell it. I'm going to keep it. But, yep, I'm not going to say it. It has to do with Georgia, but I'm going to keep this one to myself. But I'm going to tell you guys during the break, 100%.
I will tell you this. I listen. I'm an LSU fan through marriage, and my daughter went there, so I'm an LSU guy. It is the
LSU fan came stuck his finger in my booty.
Fan base. I'm telling you, these people, they just party. It is incredible. Everywhere I went, everywhere, it was dominated by LSU. I know there had to be five times the number of people that went to the stadium that were in
Vegas. Did you try to get on the table while you were there?
Huh? What? Oh, yeah, I got on tables. What?
How hard was it?
It was, no, it wasn't. It wasn't crazy.
It
wasn't
was
crazy it? Hard, no. But I'm telling you, purple and gold was everywhere.
Oh, yeah, they're used to gambling. That's not a big deal
no,
for them.
No, no.
In New Orleans or Baton Rouge,
well,
they
I
got...
don't, I just play poker anymore. I'm done with blackjack. I hate blackjack. Anyway, but I am telling you, these people, when they go to Omaha, they just take over. Omaha loves when LSU is in the College World Series.
Yeah.
Because it just turns, it's like, however many people there are, times it by three or four. And that's how many more people are going to be there. And they don't go, they're not going to the games. They're just there. They don't care. They're just, you know, it was 60% LSU fans, but holy crap. It was 90% in the casinos and on the streets. It's crazy how those people are just nuts.
Yeah, I would imagine USC people think we can come to Vegas anytime we want. And we'll just come in for the game. We'll head out, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a lot easier trip.
Yeah.
No, LSU people have been making a trip of this. When they saw this on the schedule,
it was
perfect
gonna be
place.
A thing. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. They're going to be asked back to the Las Vegas opener.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They are going to be. I'm surprised Las Vegas now doesn't have a major bowl game.
How are they going to get one? Or how are they going to move out one or the other?
Well, I don't know, but it's a perfect place for a bowl.
I'm not fighting
other
that at
than
all.
The walk down up the bridge. So you got to go. You got to get dropped off at the Mandalay Bay. Go through the Mandalay Bay, or you can go. You don't have to go through the Mandalay
why
Bay.
Doesn't
there are some
Vegas
other ways.
Have a shuttle system or underground? Like I don't understand why they don't have the ability to have transit.
There are some trams from
there
some,
are
some. Yes, but it's very. It's
there should
very,
be a ton
very,
of them.
There should be a ton of them.
If you want to create more like traffic to different places, because who wants to go outside during that heat? I mean, if you had a chance to go on a tram and go quicker down the strip or whatever,
well,
but they don't have it at all. I haven't been for quite a while.
Well, actually. But half their industry is taxi. So, I mean, it's
stinky taxi.
Yeah, I know. Stinky taxi. And you can't. It takes you. It's like Los Angeles. You're going to go, you can see the building and it takes 20 minutes to get there.
Yeah, that's the tricky. You think you can walk to everything.
No,
you can
can't.
See them. It's a trick.
So we had to walk. We had to walk almost all the way back to the hotel because of how bad the situation. You go in, there's one bridge that takes you over from the Mandalay Bay to, and it's a long bridge. And in September at 4 o'clock, it's hot. It was freaking. I'm with John Oob, my father-in-law, and her sister, who are in their 80s, and they're walking. It's a mile. It's over a mile. It's about a mile that you got to walk in the heat, just from Mandalay Bay to the stadium. I'm talking about. Holy crap! I don't think I'll ever go there again. I know I really don't. I don't think I'll ever go to that stadium again. The way to watch
is that
again.
Right?
Yeah. It's the stadium's fine. If you've never been to Allegiant, it's fine. It's a decent stadium.
I've been invited there. The owner of Riel, Michelle Tran. She said, "Come on out and come hang out and watch. We've got season tickets to the Raiders." And I haven't taken her up on that, but she goes all the time. So it's really that bad.
It's,
huh?
Well, 63,000 people leaving all at once. It's a ship show. It really is. And you can't get a cab because everybody's kind of get a cab at once. The line, we walked to a casino that was we walked for about a half hour to get to New York. And the line to get a cab was an hour.
That bad.
It was that bad. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I'll ever go back there again. I don't know. I don't know if anybody else has had that experience as well. But 63,000 people leaving that stadium at the same time is a mess. All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I haven't talked about my man Kent Jones in a while. And I really love what Kent Jones does. Kent Jones is a guy that is going to – listen, there's a lot of talk about whether or not this is a good time to buy. This is a great time to buy because, you know, you got inflation right now. You got the interest rate and everything else that you got. But guess what? It is going to go down, and you can refinance. But with all of that in mind, it's a great time to buy because the prices of houses have to come down because it's slow out there. So you got to bring the price down. This is a great time. This is a great time if you've never bought a house before. Okay, because a first-time home buyer, the government is giving you all kinds of incentive to do it. And Kent Jones knows all of it. Kent Jones is a guy that's been doing this for 30 years. You don't buy a house now and try to do this on your own. You want to save the thousands and thousands of dollars that Kent is going to help you save. He's going to shop your loan. He is going to get the best deal that he can for you. He's going to only have 8 clients as opposed to these other places that put their name on bowl games and golf tournaments. You think they're working their ass off for you like Kent Jones does? No, they're not. You want a guy, he's a local sports fan, been doing this forever. He's one of our peeps. He is the ultimate mortgage hookup. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118, equal housing lender.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. What is the most catfished state in the U.S.?
I'm going to go Utah.
Utah is not the answer. Utah comes in 6th place.
Okay.
Texas is 7th place.
Texas is 7th place. Most catfish. Let's go the southeast. Let's go with Alabama.
California is the answer.
Okay.
According to a recent study, that California leads the nation in money lost to romance scams at nearly $200 million.
Oh, money lost. Yeah. I didn't know money was...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So... if you are in California, do not fall. You're stupid if you're in California, okay? A pub in Ireland has been told, apparently they have a sign for food handlers not to scratch their backsides. Do you feel like if you are somebody at a pub being served that the help shouldn't be scratching their ass while they're serving you food?
Yeah, I think that's something. I mean, I hate that you have to say it, but obviously somebody did it.
Apparently, it had an inspection report, and it said this in it. Your food handler, redacted name, scratched his backside through his shorts several times, touched his face and dirty equipment, but failed to wash his hands after touching those items.
Did he have gloves on, though?
He didn't have gloves on.
Okay.
Scratching his ass.
Yeah, we can't do that kind of stuff without gloves. If you have gloves, everything's fine.
My dad always used to say that.
How is that fine? The gloves are still going to go touch the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the gloves are the... it kills COVID?
No.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
It doesn't kill feces that you got on your hand.
Yeah, it kills everything.
No.
No.
Gloves don't kill anything,
Gloves kill all
the... They keep stuff off your hands. They don't kill anything.
Okay, but... there's a thought that they can kill stuff.
No, wearing gloves doesn't help you because you're scratching your backside and then you're putting those gloves on the food. Just don't scratch.
Don't scratch
your ass. Or flip the glove inside out.
My dad used to say that all the time. Go scratch your ass. That's what I don't know what he meant. What he meant by that, but
it meant go keep being lazy.
It meant you ain't getting whatever you wanted.
Yeah,
that's what it meant.
Is that what it meant?
Yeah, Dad, go scratch your ass. A woman in Greece apparently intentionally set a fire in Tripoli so that she could, quote, watch the firefighters and flirt. Is that a good reason?
How desperate are you?
Is that a good reason for a 44-year-old woman to start a fire?
No, I don't think that's a good reason.
I don't think it's a great reason either.
Now, I mean, if you're a firefighter, you got to know that she is, she's down.
Yeah. No, she's ready.
I mean, she's down.
She's ready.
Yeah. She's willing to start a fire, which put you in harm's way, potentially. Yeah. I get that. But that's how much she likes firefighters. She's got a type.
Yeah, she does. She wants a, and she's ready, okay?
Yep.
After we're done here, let's go. This is on CNN. Apparently, workers in Japan can't quit their jobs. They have to hire resignation experts to get to leave their job.
What does that mean?
A typical here's a quote. A typical 9-to-9 workday is the bare minimum. The latest I would leave the office would be 11 p.m.
Where's this Japan?
In Japan. I don't want to be Japanese anymore.
No.
I immediately am out on being Japanese now.
9 to 9
is their workday. And he says, I'm there till 11.
These are like, that's like a coach's schedule, only it's only like 6 a.m. to 10. It's worse.
But I mean,
it's way worse being a coach than being Japanese.
But you can't even, they won't even let you quit, though.
Can you imagine being a Japanese coach where you're like, I thought we had it bad in Japan.
Well, no.
This is terrible.
No.
You come to the States and you're working 6 to 10?
My boy Chad Huffman played Japan. He said, it's crazy. After you're done with a 4-hour practice, now you start sprints. He's like, this is baseball. We don't do that.
It's all worth it if you've seen the Tokyo Drift movies.
Yeah.
It's all worth it if you're good.
Okay.
It's all...
it's worth it.
Everything smooths out if you're good at it.
All right, let's move down the coast. In South Korea, apparently they're offering $1 million just for starting a romantic relationship through a matchmaking event. They're having so many problems with young people getting married and having children that they're offering up $1 million for whoever wins this event at a matchmaking event.
How stupid is this? They're just going to get divorced.
Well, they got to
take the money.
They might have to prove it by having the kid. Okay.
So?
Yeah.
They'll just take the money. You wouldn't want to listen. Here's the deal. We're going to split the million. We'll have a kid. We'll do that. Your child support's going to be this, this, and this.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And then maybe they sell
the
kid.
So what? We got a kid.
What if they sell the kid and make money back on that, too?
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
South Korea ain't like China. Okay? It's different.
We've got to give you money to mate.
Yeah. I think we saw that in Japan, too. They're having problems with
We need you guys to get...
population.
We got to try to fund... Gen X needs to fund our Social Security, so you need to... Y'all need to start... slapping together again, okay? That's a clean version, Dell.
Slapping together.
Yeah. You know, y'all can be married too, but let's crank some kids up and get
them
to work.
Dirty, filthy.
Yeah, that is dirty.
Let's get them to work for us.
A man chugged 24 ounces of ranch dressing in 10 seconds at the belting competition. How long would it take you to chug 24 ounces of ranch dressing?
How fast did he do it?
10 seconds.
Take longer. I'd be in the 20s.
Oh, my God. Ranch dressing. It's gross. Look at it. It's gross. That is a gigantic ranch chugging. 10 seconds.
That just looks like a radio event somewhere.
It does.
Where was that?
Belding.
Belding what?
We know. No one knows.
Ohio?
It's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be.
Did you spend 1 second watching Kobayashi versus...
No.
Joey Chestnut on Netflix. Netflix kept trying to get me to watch it. I'm like, Joey Chestnut kicked his ass a long time ago. Why am I watching?
Yeah.
And I don't like watching people eat food. They showed the exercises that both guys did. Joey Chestnut does like jaw strengthening exercise where he lifts weights with his jaw. I was just thinking, guys, it's just shoving down hot dogs. Let's quit acting like Joey Chestnut has been the biggest. He's not a fraud. It's just I can't believe we've made Joey Chestnut into a hero.
Well, he is. I mean, the station had a big... something you can't possibly do.
I can't. You know, and that's this is me admitting I can't possibly even come close.
Congratulations to admitting that.
Finally, we found something that Lance can't do.
This station is part of Joey Chestnut's rise to fame.
Yeah.
We were, well, when we were 1560.
Sean and John played a big part.
Yeah.
Ken Hoffman?
Yeah.
I mean, he made him fit. And then Hoffy was ostracized and disgraced when he miscounted the hot dog.
I know. Well, don't.
That was like one of the biggest blows of his life.
Don't screw up.
He miscounted the hot dog?
Where? Oh, no. At Nathan's.
At Nathan's?
You know, at the big event. You don't remember this?
No, what happened?
Oh, my God. He was miscounted, and they had to add. He missed him, and then it was the last time he was asked to judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing is counting hot dogs.
Oh, right.
That's literally your job.
Well, but somebody, apparently, I don't know what they did. They moved him behind him, and he couldn't see and stuff, and he was like, oh, my God. It was awful. Hoffy was heartbroken that he got hit, because that was like the highlight of his year.
Yeah.
Going on New Year, 4th of July and counting hot dogs. Poor dude.
Rest that in was peace. The highlight of his year.
Rest in peace, Hoppy.
Rest in power,
love,
King.
Hoppy. All right. We're done. Hold on. He's got his headband on today, doesn't he?
Yes. Mapes does have his
Mapes
headband
has
on.
His headband on. That's yes. My favorite. That's my favorite one. Mapes.
This he's got the multiple. Show of the week.
How did Cam Rising play this weekend?
We didn't really focus a lot on Utah. It was an easy win for them. Sean doesn't like being compared to Cam Rising, but it is what it is.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what you want from me.
I'm sorry. It is what it is, Sean. We all have our.
They're about the same age.
Yeah, I don't like being compared to George Clooney all the time either. But
well, you don't have to worry about those comparisons, I think.
But John Daspit, being compared to him, okay.
Yeah, if you're a personal injury lawyer,
incomparable.
If you're a personal injury lawyer, you can only hope, because John Daspit has the largest personal injury firm here in Houston in terms of employees, in terms of cases filed. The great thing is he has enough people to actually go through and take care of every client the way that they deserve to be taken care of, which means they are going to go through your entire, you know, your entire injury issues. They get you to the doctor so you can get x-rays, MRIs, CAT scans, anything that you need. You need physical therapy, you need surgery. That's going to be accounted for, because if you were injured due to someone else's negligence, those hospital bills, they should not be yours. You shouldn't come out of your pocket for one single thing, and that's why Daspit Law Firm is going to work for you. They also get you a very strong settlement when it comes to your pain and suffering, and they will get you paid for the time you missed from work, because, hey, that's what your family is counting on. That's what you're counting on to pay the bills. That's got to be accounted for, and that's where they step up and do an amazing job for you. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.